This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ah, okay. I will answer this way. I will answer the question. The punishment of the body, the punishment of the soul, does not require the presence of the body, like cremation. If you cremate a person, and the body goes all the way into dust, and you take the dust to China, to India, to Algeria, to Kosovo, to America, you think Allah cannot bring that? First, He has the ability to collect that in one place and then bring the soul. Second, the point of punishment of the soul does not require the presence of the body, because the body will also disintegrate after a while. The body will just go into, the flesh will be eaten by worms, and the bones will become weak, and we can even destroy them later on, and this and that. So the punishment here is not by also physical. It's mainly spiritual. And this is the view of Imam al-Ghazali. Like a person in his bed, seeing animals eating him, seeing fire eating him, seeing himself drowning, seeing somebody cutting him into pieces. It's not your body that's being cut. It's your soul that is being punished. The same thing. In your dream, you may see yourself in a pleasure, enjoying something, and this, your body is just there. But it's your soul that has been swimming in Langkawi or whatever. Because it's the respect to the body. It's the respect. As Muslims, otherwise, we just throw the bodies. But as Muslims, we respect the body because Allah has created that. So it's a respect to the creation of Allah. It's a body that we... By the way, it's even animals. Even animals, we should not throw them anywhere. A pet, do you just throw the body of a pet? No, you bury it. Yeah. Okay. Now, how to bury? Dig as deep as you can. That's one. Number one. In order to stop any animals or beasts or whatever to come and take that body out and maybe harm the body. But the harm is no more like when a person is alive. If animals eat my body after I die, it's not like when they eat me now alive. I will feel the pain. But there you don't. But the disrespect to the body. That's all. Subhanallah. Number three. Do you know that the Prophet ﷺ ordered the burial of non-Muslims and he did not leave the battlefield? Non-Muslims left their bodies, their brothers, left and fled the battlefield. The Prophet ﷺ, as he buried the Muslims, he buried the non-Muslims. Look at the human rights to even dead people that the West keep talking about today. Did you see how yesterday they were carrying the bodies of Honduran prisoners who died in the prison? Did you see? Who has Al Jazeera? They were carrying them as if you're carrying a sack of potato. And throwing their heads on the... Because they died. No, even if they died. Even if they were criminals. In Islam, we respect the body. We respect it. Because Allah created it. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam said, احفروا وأعمقوا وأحسنوا وادفنوا الاثنين والثلاثة في قبر واحد. He said, dig and deepen the grave and bury nicely, and you can bury two and three in one grave. Two and three in one grave, he said. فقالوا من نقدم يا رسول الله? The Sahaba said, oh, Messenger of Allah, who should we put first? It's a good question. If I can put three people in one grave, who I should put first? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَدِّمُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ قُرْآنًا. Put the one who memorized Qur'an more first. You see in Islam how we go? See how Islam? In Islam, I don't respect you because you are a Tansri or a Dato. I don't care about that. You have more Qur'an than me? I put you here because Allah said so. Who is the best among us? We the Muslims. Who is the best among us? the one who memorizes Quran and teach it to people. Do you know that that's the best? That's the best one among all of us. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who learns the Quran and teach it to people. If we go by this criteria, now, of course, we respect the Tansri and the Tato and the Sir and I don't know who. We respect them because they're human beings, but not because you have more knowledge. And Tansri, oh, here I put you double on my head. But you have no knowledge of the Quran. All you know is, I don't know what. You want me to look at you as if you never go to the toilet? You go. Is this clear? But please, so stop respecting people because of they have the money or they don't. Respect people for the knowledge they carry. And you be happy. Because that's Allah's criteria, not people's criteria. Number three. And يُلَحَّدَ فِي الْقَبْرِ. What is al-qabr? Meaning, when we put a person in the grave, we put him on his right shoulder. Meaning, we don't put him on his back. Look, when you put somebody, you don't put him like this. You put him like this. Meaning, his right is like almost sleeping on his right. How you can do that? By moving him and putting few stones behind his back or her back. Then they be like this. Is this clear? On the right hand, towards the Qibla, the face towards the Qibla. Not the feet towards the Qibla, the face towards the Qibla. This is called Lahd. Number three. It is a sunnah that after we bury the person, before we put the dirt on him or her, is to take few hufna, catch of stone, three of them, and you say, Bismillah, 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 to throw, 1, 2, 3. And to remember the ayah, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, which means, from it, from earth, we created you, and to it, we will return you. Now you are returning. And from it, we will call you back. It's true. From it, we created you. What you carry in your body and my body? What do we carry? We carry the earth, the elements. We carry water. Where do you find water? You find it in earth. Where do you find magnesium and iron? And all of us are made of this. Magnesium. When they check your blood, what do they find? Sugar, where do you find it? Iron, all that, it's in you. So from it we created you, and to it we will return you, that's the grave, and from it we will call you one more time. This is what the Quran said, and Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to remember when we throw that out of respect. Putting flour, putting water, all that is not sunnah. It's not part of the tradition of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A good burial of any loved one is when we put him or her, after we put the stones so that the dirt doesn't come on their faces, we take, each one of us pass by, take three of those clay, Bismillah, 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 and ask Allah to forgive him, one after one. That's what I was doing in America. In America, we follow Sunnah. We teach people Quran and Sunnah, subhanAllah. And no flour, and of course some people come later on and start putting flour and this and that. That's not the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We all love our loved ones. You think I don't love my father and mother, but I will never put, if they die before me, I will never put flour for them. Not because I cannot afford or I don't love them. I love them to death. But I don't want to do something that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't do. Number four, and two more points and we open questions and answers, inshallah. Is when we put the person inside the grave, for the woman, we must cover her. Meaning, whoever holds her, we said her husband, her children, her son. For example, husband and son go inside, we give them the body. We give the body, so they touch the body. They put the wife and the mother, they put her on her right hand shoulder. For us, we cover, we cannot see the body. We cannot see. Even when it's covered, we cannot. We're supposed to cover. piece of cloth, we cover the, all of them. Everybody who is inside the grave. Today they say, oh, look. Dude, you cannot do that. It's a woman. You cannot look at him. Do you know, subhanallah al-azim, we are breaking so many laws. And still Allah is so merciful to us. I'm worried how many laws we have been breaking for centuries now. And Allah is still, alhamdulillah, feeding us. And because remember, we claim to be Muslims. We call ourselves Muslims. Non-Muslims, if they break Allah's laws, they are not Muslims. He will hold them there. For us, no. You belong to a company and you're breaking the laws of the company? No. So we belong to a religion. We get to learn the deen. Alhamdulillah, we are learning. So when it comes to a woman, please, brothers and sisters, remember this. People cannot see her body. Even when she is covered, we cannot. We have to fear Allah enough not to look at the body. Because later on, she was so thin, poor lady. She was fat. She was huge. She was tall. That's not our business, man. Men should not look at women, and women should not look at men anyways. Last but not least, brothers and sisters, al-istighfar, asking Allah forgiveness to the dead one. At the moment after we bury him or her, actually we should be busy making dua to that person. Less talking about the dunya, less talking about the family, less talking about, he's gone. And as soon as we put him or her, the angels come in. So they need that moment a lot of dua, so that Allah at least they pass. Because everything that comes after that hour, the first hour in the grave, is going to be based on that interview. If they make it in the interview, it's going to be, inshallah, straight, good life after that. If they fail in that interview, and then what are we doing? We're talking. We're supposed to make dua for, ya Allah, forgive him. Maybe just because of you, you were good to Allah, and you ask Allah to forgive that person, Allah is forgiving. So please, brothers and sisters, if we love somebody, let's make, inshallah, dua. The Prophet said, "Istaghfiru li akhikum." As soon as he buried the Muslim, he said to the Sahaba, make istighfar to your brother. He is being asked, he is being questioned, and ask Allah to make him steadfast. As soon as you put me tomorrow in my grave, start making dua for me because I'm being questioned. I need to be steadfast. I may know the questions, but scared or panicked or something like that. After you bury, it's better to level it, not to leave anything like this. The sunnah is to level it. What do we do? No, the sunnah is to level it. Level it with the earth. And then put a stone just to know that this is the head of so-and-so. That's all. We see us building. Come to Algeria. Come to Egypt. Go to see graveyards. Here, nothing. Here, so far, so good. Here in Malaysia, still wrong. What you're doing to your grave is wrong. It's like building with marble. What is this? Marble, why you didn't build it for me when I was alive? At least fix my kitchen. Now I'm dead, you put on me marble. Oh, to show that I love my father. What people will say about me? Stingy? The Prophet said, level it. Are you Muslim or not? The question is, are we Muslims or not? If we are Muslims, then we have to follow. We cannot be Muslims the way we want. We have to be Muslims the way Allah wants. And Allah says, follow me and follow my Prophet. Then I follow. If I didn't know, that's another thing. But now I came to know. From now on, no flowers. No sisters coming to the grave until it's done. No water. No this building of any kind. Build, please. How much is that? 2,000 ringgit. Give it to the poor. And say, Ya Allah, give it to an orphanage. And say, Ya Allah, with the reward that we take from this donation, forgive our father and mother. Then Allah will do. You put on me marble for, then what? I'm dead, I'm gone to Allah Azza wa Jal. Just so that we remember you. Okay, put stone. Remember me with stone. I stop here, brothers and sisters, and we continue next week, inshallah. But one thing we should emphasize upon is do not sit on the graves. Do not sit on the grave, let alone standing on the grave. If you do it, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then you have put your foot on fire. So when you see a graveyard, don't never step on it intentionally. By mistake or you didn't know and somebody told you, that's fine. But to go and say, no, I have to stand here to make... You have this risk. SubhanAllah, in Islam we don't even stand on somebody's grave. Look at the respect Allah teach us to dead people. We cannot, halas. It's okay if you don't know. Once you don't know, it's fine. But if you know. You see, no, if you know. Remember, sister, only when you know.